The web that has no weaver. Understanding Chinese medicine. Page 262. Kidney disharmonies. The kidneys are the root of water, which is yin, and the fire, which is yang. The kidneys store the essence, which is jing, and are responsible for profound beginning and ultimate endings. The kidneys allow for the inexorable unfolding of the life cycle. If blood and qi are the fundamental polarity of ordinary human activities, the kidneys, water, and fire are the foundation of the deep substratum that ultimately shapes stages of human life. Depletion in the kidneys is often linked to disruptions in other organs, either preliminary to those disharmonies or as a final consequence of them. The kidneys rarely are described as excess. The organs connected to kidney disharmony can be either deficiency or excess. Pattern of deficient kidney essence. The essence is the source of the inevitable and almost imperceptible movement of human life through birth, development, maturation, decline, and death. The essence is the source of the yin and yang. The jin is juicy, still effortless, and moistening. Yet the jin moves with a dynamic that is relentless and is compelling as a movement of time itself. The essence guides towards what is both unknown and uncertain, and inevitable and absolute. Essence embodies the mystery of life. Deficient kidney essence tends to display signs relating to development, maturation, or reproduction. Any distortions in the gracefulness of these processes often relate to deficient kidney essence. In a child, signs pointing to such a pattern include slow physical or mental development, late or incomplete fontanal closure, or poor general skeletal development. Sexual dysfunction, such as sexual anxiety and pain or discomfort with intercourse, often belongs to essence deficiency. Premature aging or senility, bad teeth, poor long-term memory, and brittle bones are common signs of essence depletion. Anguished fear of death, not being able to experience old age as a ripening into self-awareness, or the absence of the sense of trustful recognition are important signs that kidney's essence has not enabled the will to find an ultimate wisdom in life. Deficient kidney essence is not described as either yin or yang. It includes both. Clinically, yin and yang are rarely equally diminished, and a deficient essence pattern will tend slightly towards either the yin or the yang side, with appropriate tongue and pulse signs reflecting the tendency. Such a tendency can also be read in the nuances of other signs. For example, in the area of sexual problems, a pattern of deficient essence, somewhat more deficient on the yang side, might lead to impotence in a man and a lack of sexual interest in a woman, because there is a lack of the fire that arouses. Deficient essence weighted toward the side of deficient yin, however, might lead to premature ejaculation or insufficient vaginal secretions, since the yin cannot properly embrace the yang. Pattern of deficient kidney yin. The yin of the kidney is the source of the quiescence and deepest tranquility in a person's long-term being and behavior. The yin's water presence and stillness is deeper than the blood's repose. The yin precedes any activity. The yin is the ultimate stillness. The pattern of a deficient kidney yin, also called kidney water exhausted, is a condition of empty fire. The water cannot embrace the fire, so fire inappropriately flutters. The stillness is reduced, and there is a relative excess of movement, but the agitation is weak. Kidney-specific signs might include ringing in the ears or loss of hearing. The kidneys open to the ears. Weak, sore back, premature ejaculation, long-term forgetfulness, and vertigo. As a long-term constitutional tendency, a person prefers a cooler room, few extra clothes, and winter to the summer. This pattern also shares general signs of deficiency in such as thin or shriveled constitution, dry throat, dry skin, hot palms and soles, red cheeks, heat flashes, night sweats, reddish tongue with a little moss, and a thin, rapid pulse. A kidney in person can be riddled with fear, existential angst, and dread of death. The fear produces a frantic movement of flight and restless assertion against the inevitable. A person begins to will what is impossible and runs around in a kind of existential frenzy and dizziness that makes a caricature of the timelessness and wisdom that old age can offer a person. Western doctors might correlate deficient kidney yin with essential hypertension, lumbago, chronic ear problems, diabetes, chronic urogenital infections or dysfunction, menopausal complaints, or the general physical or psychological difficulties people can have with aging. Pattern of deficient kidney yang. The kidney yang is a fire in human life. It is the ultimate resolution and the most powerful assertion of will. If the qi is about the dynamic tension that allows dynamic activity in ordinary human life, the kidney's yang is the deeper resolution that propels and targets the major episodes in the life cycle. The pattern of deficient kidney yang, also called weak life gate fire, manifests signs of deficiency and the appearance of cold, that is, a deficiency and cold pattern. Thus, its signs include a bright white or darkish face, wet skin, subdued, quiet manner, fear of cold, and cold limbs. As a constitutional long-term tendency, such people turn the thermostat up, wear extra clothes, and prefer the summer to the winter. Kidney-specific signs could include a cold and sore lower back, lack of libido, sexual anxiety, sterility, loose teeth, and deafness or loss of hearing. In addition, there might be copious, clear urine, night urination, or dripping urine. If the fire-ruling water function is affected in the opposite way, signs of edema and problems of insufficient urination might develop. A kidney yang deficient person can be paralyzed by fear. The unknown incapacitates his or her ability to move and mobilize. Such a person will tend toward passivity, and lack an ability to assert himself or herself. He or she can be controlled by other people or institutions, easily take blame, and feel guilty. He or she experiences a disproportionately large sense of responsibility for a comparatively small amount of volition. The pulse of a kidney yang pattern will generally be frail and slow or minute, and it will often be particularly frail and sinking in the third pulse position. The various patterns involving deficient kidney yang would be diagnosed in the West as a very wide range of disorders, including chronic nephritis, lumbago, sexual dysfunction, chronic urinary and prostate problems, chronic ear disorders, adrenal gland hypoactivity, hypothyroidism, or the general physical or psychological problems associated with aging. Clinical sketch. Some interesting examples come from two case series that explored the efficacy of Chinese medicine in treating the Western medical entity known as systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, a serious and often fatal autoimmune disease. Two studies, the first dealing with 120 cases of lupus, the second was 22 cases, Both concluded that traditional herbal treatments reduced mortality rates from lupus more effectively than Western therapy, and that in high proportion of cases, Chinese medicine is helpful in treating disorder. Obviously, for scientific validity to be attached to such assertions, the treatments would need to be performed under experimental conditions in the context of a randomized control trial. The first study found that several distinct disharmony patterns arise when diagnosing SLE. Here is a case history from the second study, which emphasized kidney patterns. On May 23, 1960, a woman aged 32 came to the hospital complaining that her facial skin, especially her cheeks, seemed to have injuries similar to frostbite. The condition had gradually gotten worse over the previous 6 months. She also complained of sore joints and back pain, dizziness, palpitations, insomnia, night sweats, and an occasional low fever. She was often thirsty, but had no desire to drink. Since the illness began, her hair had been falling out and her menstrual blood had diminished. The Chinese examination noted a depleted will, thinness of the whole body, low voice, and a dark complexion. Her cheeks had a purple-reddish rash, the center of which was gray and scaled. Her eyes were sunken and darkish in the socket. Her hair was thin. The tongue moss was thin and white. The tongue material was cracked and bright red. And the pulse was thin and slightly rapid, with the third position especially weak. Following the Chinese clinical examination, the patient was given a battery of Western medical tests. Some of the lab findings include white blood cell count, red blood count, total protein, sedimentation rate, an electroradiogram showed arrhythmia, LE prep negative. The dizziness, night sweats, heart palpitations, recurring low fevers, cracked and red tongue, and thin and rapid pulse all pointed to deficient yin. The backache, the weak third position on the pulse, the darkened eye sockets, and the loss of hair suggested that the deficiency was in the kidneys. The joint soreness was interpreted as wind invading the surface meridians, obstructing the qi and blood. The rash on the face was thought to be the heat of deficient yin affecting the blood, thus resulting in skin eruptions. The Chinese physicians chose an herbal treatment that combined 14 herbs to nourish the kidney yin and blood, cool the blood, and expel wind. The herbs used include Rumania glutinosa, Polygonum multiflorum, and Paeonia lactiflora. The patient was given a prescription to be taken daily for 18 days. When she returned for the next examination, the rash had somewhat subsided. She was given a slightly different prescriptions. By the time she returned in 5 days, the rash had been very visibly reduced, her appetite had been improved, and her joints were less sore. The backache, palpitation, and night sweats were all gone. White blood cell count was improved, red blood cell count was improved, and platelets was improved as well. The patient continued to show improvement with additional treatment.